The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, listener mail. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Joe McCormick. And today it is Monday, the day of the week that we read back some messages you've sent into the show account, which we often say at the end of the show, but we should say it up front. It is contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com if you ever want to get in touch. Let's see. So I'm going to start off with this message from Josh, which has to do with your interview on Story Machines and and our episodes on document duplication.
All right. Well, just a reminder, when we get into these stories, if you want to create one yourself, you can go to story-machines.net and you can try it out for yourself.
Josh says, "Hey, Robert and Joe, I've been having so much fun playing around with the story-generating AI you guys recently talked about. I use this as an opportunity to throw back to one of my favorite episodes that you guys have done, discussing the Library of Babel. The mind-bending, thought-provoking nature of the whole concept has stuck with me since I heard the episode years ago. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to know what would happen if one could actually find the book, the one that holds the key to the mysteries of the library. I give you, title, the book." And then if I'm reading the punctuation here right, I think Josh begins with the feed-in sentence, "After wandering for countless years in the Library of Babel, I had finally stumbled upon the book." From here, the machine writes, "A tome of unimaginable knowledge and power. It contained the secrets to all things. I could control the elements, summon spirits, and even travel through time. With this book, I could become the most powerful being in the universe. But the book had a price. In order to read it, I had to sacrifice my own soul. I hesitated for a moment, but then decided that it was worth it. I opened the tome and began to read, but as I did, something began to change within me. The power of the book was intoxicating, and I began to feel like I was in control. The longer I read, the more I became consumed by the magic of the tome. I didn't notice when the other library patrons began to disappear or when the police arrived to take the book away. All I could focus on was the knowledge contained within the pages, and then, suddenly, the book was gone. I was alone, naked, and exposed to the elements. The price of the book had been my soul."
Oh, wow.
Josh says he left the story as it was generated on the first attempt, but was very tempted to change the word police into the word inquisitors to fit more with the original story. But he says, but oh well, I'm still satisfied. Thanks and keep up the good work, Josh. P.S. If you want to throw in another thought of mine, as this is my first time writing in, I briefly wanted to touch on the document bloat that you guys mentioned in your facsimile episodes. I work in healthcare, and the documentation / note writing burden is definitely one of the largest contributors to healthcare worker burnout. This is made worse by the fact that certain notes are required to have certain content for insurance and billing purposes, even if not exactly useful to the readers / other healthcare providers. To be efficient in reviewing a patient's chart, one has to become very good at skimming an inordinate volume of text in order to identify and use some small piece of actually useful information. With the ease of electronic charts, digital copying, etc., it has certainly paved the way for medical documentation to explode in terms of the amount to write and review. While there are definitely benefits to electronic charting, the note bloat that has overtaken the system is certainly a barrier and burden for much of day-to-day practice. That's all for now, Josh.
Oh, well, thanks for writing in, Josh. Enjoyed the note bloat note here, but as I've been enjoying, I really enjoyed this bit of AI assisted text here. I think the impulse to go back and change just a few things to perfect it, I think that probably speaks volumes regarding where we're going to be going with AI human creative endeavors in the future.
Well, yeah, Rob, I don't know exactly how this meshes with your thinking, but it seems to me unlikely that at any point in even the middle distant future that AI is going to be able to write stories that are truly compelling from beginning to end in a way that, you know, would be like the stories humans could tell. But I can certainly see how they could be a tool for human writers. There's sort of a way of generating interesting ideas that can fuel the real creativity that takes place in a human brain.
Yeah, yeah. It's it'll probably, what's the name of the little paperclip that used to pop up on computers?
Clippy, yeah.
Clippy. It'll be like Clippy will pop up, but instead of saying, "Oh, I see you're writing a letter," it'll be like, "Oh, I see you're writing a sci-fi thriller involving robots and pets. I have a few ideas for how we might develop the plot."
Yeah, I see that your story has an infinite book. Would you like to have your protagonist lose their soul?
Absolutely. All right. Well, you know, next we're gonna get into some leftovers. And, you know, what's better when it comes to leftovers than beans? This is a response to our Vault episode on beans. This was a fun exploration in which we got to really get into some of, like, the supernatural ideas around beans. It continues to fascinate me. But this is what Ghost Rock had to say. Hello, Robert and Joe. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. Thank you to you and your whole team for the excellent podcast. I love thinking about the topics you talk about in ways I'd never considered, as well as just the sheer fun of your lighthearted approach. On listening to the rebroadcast, or repodcast, of Reconsider the Bean Part 2, a funny memory resurfaced in my brain. Many years ago, David Letterman had a daytime talk show predating the late-night TV show. Wow, that would have been, yeah, many years ago for sure. For some reason,
it was like the early 80s.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, the only memory I have of it was an ad for the show featuring a fake cooking segment, and it went something like this. Today on Cooking with David Letterman, I'll show you how to make 3-bean salad with only one kind of bean and magic markers. Thanks again for all you do, and keep up the good work. Ghost Rock.
I've never seen this show, but that sounds funny. Because who doesn't want to taste a magic marker? You know, kids all have that experience. You're sitting there, you're looking at the colors. You're like, these markers have different colors, just like Skittles have different colors. And the different colors on the Skittles are flavors. So the markers must have flavors too, right? That's logic.
Well, this implies too that there's really no taste difference in the beans. That, yeah. Say, a business like Rancho Gordo is just one guy with a magic mark, with a few different magic markers and one type of bean. Uh-huh. And he's just coloring them with different markers and sending them out as different varieties.
Though this actually got me thinking about something, the 3-bean salad joke. I was talking to Rachel about this before we recorded. I must admit that as much as I respect beans and I love beans, I enjoy eating them, I find the phrase three bean salad immensely unappealing. And perhaps this is related to the fact that I also love pasta, but generally experience revulsion at the idea of pasta salad. Just personal preference. If you like these things, that's great. But for me, like, there are some things that work great tossed in a vinaigrette and served cold, and those things do not include fusilli noodles and kidney beans.
Well, I have to agree to disagree. I do love a good bean salad. I love a good pasta salad. I guess three bean salad, it also kind of implies there are just three beans in there, which is also not accurate.
I think it's often like, I don't know, it's like green beans. That's a little misleading, even though that is the same species. That's still your old fasciolus that's just, you know, without being shucked from the container. But yeah, so fresh green beans, and then I think usually kidney beans and one other thing, I don't know, cannellini beans or something. But I don't know. I love beans, but I think when they're cold, they have a kind of more mealy, kind of crystallized starch texture that I do not enjoy as much as I enjoy the creamy texture of a hot bean. That's my take.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, well, let's move along. Looks like we have a little bit of Weird House Cinema correspondence to get into here.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, well, so before we get to Weird House Cinema, there's one that's about previous listener mail, but then sort of trending in the Weird House direction.
Oh, okay.
So this concerns previous listener mail about local horror hosts. Remember, the talk was about, you know, they used to show like old horror movies on TV, and it wouldn't be mm-hmm. just the movie. You'd have Al Lewis or Elvira or somebody there like introducing the parts of the movie, making jokes about it, doing the commercial breaks and so forth. And we were talking about the, you know, the distinct pleasures of watching a movie that way, especially wanting to find out about all the local media market horror hosts that we're less familiar with. So here we heard from Pat. Pat says, enjoyed the listener mail today. I got the impression you were unaware of the, quote, shock package sold to local television stations by Screen Gems in the late 50s. The horror hosts you mentioned were in many cities. Mine was Zacherly. So I looked up Zacherly. I was not previously familiar. I think this is somebody named John Zacherly, who did work as a horror host, but also had like a horror comedy novelty rock and roll songs from the 50s, including one called Dinner with Drac in 1958. Rob, I think we should listen to that for a moment and then comment on it.
All right.
For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
I just want to point out that Dinner with Drac does predate the Monster Mash. So if one is a ripoff of the other, it's Monster Mash that came later.
Yeah, it definitely lands in the expected zone for what a 1958 novelty horror track should be. But it's pretty fun, too. It has like a little bit of a Screamin' Jay Hawkins kind of vibe to it without being that outlandish and that in your face.
Yeah, it's got a real ripping saxophone lead. And the lyrics are like, I was dining with Drac at his house by the sea, but I choked on my wine when I discovered the main course was me.
Classic.
Good, but not quite as good as Laylaw's monster rapping. Is that the first time we've mentioned monster rapping on the show?
Monster rapping? No, we've definitely talked. Talked about it a little bit. Monsters rapping, the Crypt Keeper rap and so forth. Crypt Keeper Jam, was it?
No. The song Monster Rapping. Remember the Laylaw song?
Oh, yeah, Monster Rapping. Oh, the one that a very early Dr. Dre worked on. Yeah, I don't think we've talked about it on the show, have we? But that's an obscure but wonderful track that everyone should, well, not everyone. Some people should look up if you want.
Oh, no, everyone should. It's awesome. Laylaw, Laylaw, monster rapping. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's one of the best novelty Halloween tracks you could possibly find.
Oh, anyway, but to finish Pat's message about the shock package sold by Screen Gems in the late 50s, Pat says, the package included many of the Universal Studios classic monsters. My family made a Saturday night for many years with these movies. Hey, that's good family time.
Nice.
Often the print was very bad, poor sound, crazy edits, scratches. When these films were remastered, many seemed like a new film. Thanks again, Pat.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing this out. Yeah, the shock theater or shock package, a bunch of pre 1948 horror films. And you can pull up a list of these online. There's a wiki about them. Yeah, some great stuff on that list. I don't know the whole story though. It makes me wonder. Like, did they send out a daytime horror host kit? They're like, you're going to have to develop your own host. We can't supply that. Here are some useful props to consider. Here is some ghoul makeup to put on somebody. Find someone in your organization that can do this. All All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jason. Jason says, "Hi, guys. Love the podcast, particularly the Weird House Cinema episodes. I thought your review of Robot Jocks was great and wanted to let you know I saw this film in the theater at least half a dozen times in my early teens. Yes, I was a total nerd, and I don't regret it for a minute. I was surprised, though, that you didn't mention Gary Graham appearing in Star Trek Enterprise alongside one of the greatest ever, wait for it, the one and only Jeffrey Combs, playing an Andorian commander with one broken antenna, which was never explained, of course. Mr. Combs is absolutely one of the most underrated actors ever, and if you were a fan, you should by all means check out the Justice League Unlimited animated series, where he does the voice of The Question, a hardcore conspiracy theorist who holds nothing back. Hearing him explain that the plastic tips of shoelaces are called aglets and that they serve, quote, a far more sinister purpose is pure gold. Thanks again for all the great content you put out there, and keep up the good work. Jason, P.S., including this pick that I thought Robert would enjoy. And it is a trio of images. We have the Enterprise here, USS Enterprise, and it says faster than light travel in fiction. Star Trek, we use warp engines. And then we see a Star Destroyer. It says Star Wars, we use hyperdrives. And then we see a ship from Warhammer 40,000, and it says we travel through hell, which is true. That's how they get around, basically.
That I think that's come up on the show before, because we commented that must have been the inspiration for Event Horizon.
Yeah. A lot of people have connected those two. And again, Event Horizon was not shy about borrowing ideas from other properties and sort of stitching them together into the movie. So yeah, they might very well have been inspired by Warhammer to create their what turned out to be a hell drive in that movie.
So I'd never heard of this DC character, The Question, before. This is the one that was voiced by Jeffrey Combs in the cartoon. But that sounds like a great idea. I've always thought we should have a superhero version of Dale Gribble.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with this guy either. But DC's been around for so long. Yeah, they have a rich rogues gallery. And then they're always getting retooled and rediscovered and recreated to re-debut in comics and in comic book related properties. But I agree, Jeffrey Combs, there's nothing like a Jeffrey Combs performance, I guess.
Yeah. He was in the Guyver, remember? He shows up at the very end as the scientist who's doing some kind of unethical experiment, and then he suddenly turns into one of the big jiggly monsters, and then I think gets disemboweled because the MacGuffin gets thrown down his mouth.
Yeah, we haven't watched a pure Jeffrey Combs movie yet, like something in which he stars. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if there's one out there that would be the right fit.
Well, I don't think it's a good movie at all, but I just do want to remind you that the third Reanimator movie is the one with that techno, that Euro disco song in it, where the chorus is "Reanimate your feet."
Oh, yes, yes. All right, well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and close out. But we'd love to hear from everyone out there. If you have responses to any of the listener mails in this episode, write in. If you have responses to current, past, future episodes of Stuff to Blow Your Mind or Weird House Cinema, write in. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, you'll find core episodes of the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the Stuff to Blow Your Mind podcast feed. On Wednesdays, we do short form artifact or monster fact. On Mondays, we do listener mail. And on Fridays, we set aside most serious concerns to just talk about a weird film.
Huge thanks, as always, to our excellent audio producer, Seth Nicholas Johnson. If you would like to get in touch with us with feedback on this episode or any other, to suggest a topic for the future, or just to say hello, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.